reporter Alex Perrottet and multimedia journalist Logan Church have just arrived in Samoa. Alex joins us now on the live view. Alex.
Talofa lava, Lisa. I'm here at the Tupua Tamasese Meaole Hospital. That's the main hospital here in Samoa's capital, Apia. As you heard just there, terrible and tragic news overnight. Six more deaths. It went up from 33 to 39 deaths overnight. And not just that, Lisa, we are seeing 250 more cases overnight as well. So we've got almost 3,000 cases of measles in this country. I just want to draw a little comparison to New Zealand, where there's just over 2,000 current cases of measles. If we applied the same rate according to the population to New Zealand, we'd be seeing 70,000 cases in New Zealand and over 800 dead. So that's what it means to this very, very small but very close and connected community of Samoa.
You flew over today on Air Samoa. Did you notice any particular precautions on the flight or at the airport?
Well, Logan and I were talking just as we were coming into land, and we were both reflecting at the fact that there were no apparent messages given out, just like you would if there was a biosecurity scare or some other health scare. So we were surprised that there were very few people with face masks on the plane or even at the airport. There was one banner that we saw which could easily be ignored as you're walking past customs to get and go and collect your bags. So we just commented that, well, you know, we would have expected perhaps some stronger, some clearer messages coming out, particularly to those who are arriving in the country in the middle of this epidemic. I did speak to one mother who was returning here for a holiday. She said that her two children who were with her had both their main shot, their MMR vaccine, as well as their booster shot. But they even got another one more recently before they came, just to be, you know, sure. And you can understand that very clear paranoia that the people have as they're coming in here. But we're yet to see strong messages that are going out in public. We've just arrived. We'll be seeing what those messages are in the next couple of days.
So obviously there is a mass vaccination program going on there at the moment. And where is that at?
Okay, so the numbers are impressive. So before the max vaccination program started, there were over 30,000 vaccinations. And since 7 days ago where they initiated this mass vaccination program, there's been over 40,000 vaccinations. But you've got to break the figures down and look at who is getting vaccinated. A lot of people between the ages of 5 and 19 years old, and even people older than that, are rocking up and getting the jab. It's the children between 6 months and 4 years old that where there's already been 20 deaths. They are the lowest uptake of vaccinations, so that's the concern. Lisa, there are 945 people in the 1 to 4 year old category who are sick with measles. There's a lot of them sick in hospital, but a whole lot more. Where are they? That's the question we're going to be asking in the next couple of days. Are they being quarantined, or are they back in their villages with their families with the disease?
Thanks, Alex. That's our reporter, Alex Perrottet, who is in Apia. And Alex will be joining us after six with more on the measles outbreak there.